probably not being set free anytime soon.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
It is why we can't have nice things. And it starts us off with this gentleman, this fella. Because you can bet on anything now. You can wager all sorts of things. And that includes, well, certainly golf tournaments. But this guy had a bet payoff of a different variety. Gentleman named Larry Shea is a so-called golf bettor, and evidently not a good one. See, last week he guaranteed on social media that pro golfer Scottie Scheffler would not win a particular golf tournament in California. He said, if Scottie Scheffler wins this week, I will only eat Wendy's chili for a month.
Oh.
Confident. Mm-hmm. He said, it's not happening, folks. Zero chance. Well, Scottie Scheffler won because he's really good at golf. And Larry is about to get really, really good. And actually, for a couple of days now, has been getting good at eating nothing but chili. He's holding himself to his word.
Wow.
Wendy's chili, too.
Yeah.
And he said, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, no cheese, no crackers, just the Wendy's chili. At least, last check, he's 3 days into this thing. The pain has not set in. He did say breakfast chili is surprisingly underrated. I can see that. He does note that he regrets not allowing crackers. Now, he said, I'm set for this. I've been abusing my digestive tract for 50 years now. I've got this. So we'll track his progress. Larry, eating nothing but Wendy's chili for a month because he lost a bet. By the way, somebody check on his wife, Elizabeth.
Dum, 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 dum.
That's the real victim in all this.
You know, there's lots you can do in a snowstorm. You can get organized. You can cook. You can bake, play games, stare at your phone, or how about go into labor? A baby in South Middleton Township, Pennsylvania, decided to make their appearance while mom was in the cab of a semi-truck on Sunday morning. First responders then rushed to the scene. A snowplow had to help out. And, the newborn seems to be doing fine.
Well done, everybody.
Mom and dad,
involved.
Yeah. Not going public with their story just yet.
Yeah, except right here.
Here for you, girlfriend.
Hasbro, the game maker, is being sued when it comes to Magic the Gathering. Are you familiar with the Magic the Gathering?
No, I'm not.
It's a card thing, and some of the Magic the Gathering cards are, well, quite pricey and very collectible. Except when they say in this 76-page document that has been filed as Hasbro's being sued for printing too many Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh.
The plaintiffs, this class action suit, no doubt from a basement somewhere, allege that Hasbro is overprinting Magic products, and they say that's saturating the market and reducing the value of existing cards that are out there that many, many play with, but mainly just collect. Hasbro has not answered the indictment or the suit, but they did not countersue, but they countered with a spell. That's really good. By the way, the most expensive Magic the Gathering card, the Alpha Black Lotus, with a grade 10, sold for $3 million in 2024. Yeah, collect them all.
Where do these people work?
I think they don't.
Dum, 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 dum.
So you remember last week, it was Ask Your Cat a Question Day.
Oh, yeah.
One woman in China took this entirely too seriously because it wasn't even her cat. A lady at a ski resort spotted a cute little snow leopard and just couldn't resist taking a selfie with the feline.
Yeah.
Do you see where this is going?
Probably.
This was not a domesticated cat because it was a snow leopard. It then went on the attack. She's on the mend and... I think the moral of the story, cats don't really want your questions or your selfies.
Meow, 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 meow.
Thank you, Larry.
Better run.
Thank
Rubble
you.
Dumb, better run. You better run, run.
I don't know if there is a Florida Man Hall of Fame, but this guy might be at least inducted into a wing. Cops in Brevard County, Florida, arrested a 60-year-old guy last Friday after he refused to pull over. They suspected that probably he had been drinking. He was driving erratically. And his car was on fire.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, they got multiple calls, the police, about a flaming car speeding down Highway 192 between Orlando and Melbourne. The witnesses say the driver did stop initially, but then he just got back in and kept going with just flames and billowing smoke pouring out of the vehicle. He did eventually stop a second time, and flames then really took over. But then, yeah, he just kept going. This is 60-year-old Patrick Rinaldi, who once police were in pursuit, did decide to pull over, got out of the vehicle and said, "What?
Yeah, excuse me, I'm busy."
I don't know if they answered him, but they had a place for him far away from the flaming car of death.
Dum, 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 dum.
So I saw this one come across the feeds yesterday and actually thought it was a joke. But no, it's true. There was a mountain lion on the loose on the streets of San Francisco, California. Terrorized a local residents in Pacific Heights, which if you don't know is a very swanky area of the city. They called in the Santa Cruz Puma Project. And apparently, he's a regular. He makes his rounds in the Bay Area and is actually getting pushed out by the other males in the area. But, I don't know if anybody even asked him a question.
Yeah, he probably just blended right in. There's a lot of cougars out there, right?
Meow, meow.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum,
there he goes.
And then finally, keeping it in California, yay. And the coup d'etat, funny, restaurant in Los Gatos, California. And a San Jose doctor is suing this restaurant after suffering burns from the appetizer. Now, this doctor, a neurologist, claims the dish, who he ordered mild, caused burns to their throat, nose, esophagus. The lawsuit alleges the restaurant serves unsafe food with their Dragon Balls appetizer.
Beg your pardon.
Yeah, you thought the Wendy's guy had a bad...
Dum, 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 dum.
I think that's a Magic the Gathering card.